You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Brilli, and today is May 11th, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Can't believe it's already May. It's unbelievable how fast this year has gone by. Honestly, like a blur. Even with everything going on, it is going by quickly. A lot of things happened in the last few weeks. We got quite a few new items coming out with reviews to follow of some new products coming out in the wet shaving world. Tons of stuff. And I've actually been purchasing, so that's good. And I bought quite a few things, which I'm trying out, and I will be reviewing here and there. You guys will be seeing some content coming out soon regarding some new items, some old items, some items that are new to me, and all that great stuff, too. This whole year has gone by so quickly. You know, I just celebrated the little guy's first birthday. And first off, I want to say thank you very much to some of the listeners that sent me out some emails and some messages, because I was shocked that anybody would... I know I've spoken about it a few times, but a lot of people remembered, and I really didn't post much on my own social medias regarding it. So I first off want to say thank you very much for all the positive thoughts and all the, you know, just being out there, because it really does mean a lot to us. You know, especially with everything going on, we can't really go anywhere, can't really do anything. I mean, we're all in the same boat, so it meant a lot. So first off, to you guys out there that did send your best wishes, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. Now, in the wet shaving world, we've got a lot going on, and I've actually had to change the show notes and re-record this cast two times in the last week, and I'm coming down to the wire because so many things have just happened that I could not omit them, if you know what I mean. First off, a few things that happened is Razor Rock came out with the new SS Hawk version 3. I wanted to talk about that. That's been out for a while now. It's sold out, I believe, but I think they just went back in stock, so there might be a few in there. I left the link to the show notes to the actual one. This is the next version of their single-edge razor. They're actually doing open comb. I mean, it's pretty cool. And they're doing it at a COVID-19 price, so we'll talk a little bit about that. The new Tradere razor... pre-orders are live, and they are still available, believe it or not. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Just briefly, I know we've been talking about that razor, but I am a fan of the original, and I want to make sure everybody has an opportunity, if they can, if they want to try that, to try it, because it is pretty unique and different. And the reason why I had to change this over a few times is the King C. Gillette line is out, and I have purchased several products from there. Actually, just two. I bought couple things. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. A lot of news going on with that line, and I'll tell you a little bit about some nostalgia. I discussed it previously in the podcast a few months ago when the special edition razor, the Heritage razor, came out. But this is a little different because this is a brick and mortar purchase, and you can't really buy it online. So if you're near a store, which I'll tell you where to go and all that great stuff, pick one up because it is definitely worth it. A new in-house hand-tied shave knots from a very reputable vendor, Strike Gold Shave. Now, we've talked about hand and how this would be one of the biggest items, I think, in this year, in the beginning of the year. And just another one coming out. I briefly spoke to Strike Gold Shave just a little bit about it, and there's going to be more information coming out of it in the near future. But, yeah, he's in-house hand-tying knots. So that's really something very, very interesting. Now... when we talked about McCore a few weeks ago and McCore going out of business, or not only going out of business, just looking for investors and actually closed down for the moment, I impulsively bought a McCore future and I used it for the whole week. Now, I know it's an impulse buy and everything like that, but you know what I said to myself? I had one, I believe I had... a couple of McCore razors back in the day, and I let them go. I gave them away, and I said, you know what? I never had a future. I don't know why I never had a future, and maybe it's because I'm just not too crazy with the adjustables, but I decided to purchase one. And I'll tell you my thoughts. I've used it for a week straight, nothing else, with different blades and stuff, and I'll tell you how I felt about that and using that razor. And also in the show notes, I'm going to keep until this COVID thing is over, until the coronavirus is done, how to properly sanitize and clean your razors. Won't talk about it, but I'll keep that section in the show notes so you guys can have it for reference just in case you need it. A couple other things that went on during this week. The new article that I wrote about the Rex Envoy is out on Sharpologist. If you haven't been following that, I got to speak to Matt, the actual owner, operator, and guy behind that razor on the phone several months ago to write this article. It took a little longer than usual just because everything going on, and it's just been a little crazy. But I'm glad it came out. Great razor. Really, really impressed with it. It was a lot of fun. I mentioned it a little briefly on the couple podcast shows, but I mean, it's a fun razor for the price. It's retail at $125, which, you know, it is kind of been on the higher end side, but I did get it on the Black Friday sale, so it was 30% off. I think I paid $85 for it. And for a 316L steel, stainless steel razor, it's a good deal. It's a good deal, and it's a good razor, and it's a lot of fun for those who want to try to experience the actual Ambassador, which is the adjustable version of it, without having to go all the way to $250, $200. Now, one thing it did motivate me to do, and I know I'm sidebarring a little bit before we get into the show, is it did make me decide that I'm starting to get into the adjustables again. Now, I mentioned it all the time, I'm just not into adjustable razors, and I don't know why. And now that I'm head shaving again, it was just something I just started back up, I noticed why it's so good to have an adjustable razor. And I'm going to do some content on my blog site and on the show in the near future regarding bald shaving and why adjustables and what kind of razors to use. I have quite a few razors that I've tried on my head. I've got one or two real go-tos that I really enjoy. And let me know if that's something you guys want to hear more about, bald guy shaving, and how many of you guys are out there bald. Because I'll be honest, shaving my head is something I did about 8 years ago, 6 years ago. I've been balding since I was 24. I'm 37 right now. And it's been something I've been dealing with. And I went and got a set of clippers that you can use actually in the shower, waterproof clippers. And I've been trimming it down to a one or a zero cut for probably about 5 years now. And I decided to stop that because it just got out of hand. It doesn't look that good. And it's just always got stubble. So I decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to go back to it. My wife also suggested it herself. So, I mean, that's how you kind of know that the decision was very easy to make. And I'm going to get into more bald guy stuff, I like to call it, in the near future regarding that. And I'll talk a little bit about this week with the future as well. But sorry about that. Without further ado, let's get on with the actual show. So Razor Rock came out with the Hawk. Now, Razor Rock Italian Barber is a company that arguably makes some really some of the best items out there. I'm going to give them credit where credit is due. They do make very good soaps, and the price is right on them. They also come out with these razors that are very highly sought after, okay? And they're not overly expensive. For example, the Razor Rock Hawk, the original one, it wasn't stainless. It was like it wasn't anodized. It was like painted or something black, the one I had, and then they had like a satin one. I had version one. And it was like $15 at the time. And I thought, I was like, wow, that razor was incredible. When at the time, we're talking 2014, 15, Mongoose razors were brand new. They were over $100 easily, or around that $180 to $100 mark for the aluminum. But they were sought after like $500, $600 going on the secondary market. Mongoose razors are crazy. You know, I'm a huge fan of Mongoose razors. I have two Mongoose razors still. I have one special edition. I've met the owner and was able to sit down and have lunch with Bruce of Mongoose Razors, because it's actually made in the actual razor itself. The company itself is actually in the next town over from where I live. So I was able to meet up with them, go with them. And I'm a huge fan of their work. And the Razor Rock Hawk, when it came out, I bought one, I tried it out, and I ended up piffing it out, I think, on Badger and Blade or some of the forums, just to let somebody else give it a try, you know. And I was really impressed with it. Now, since then, they've come out with, now this is the third version, and they actually, they've improved the design a little bit, slimmed it up. They also got them different handles. I think you can use their regular handles with it. And there's an open comb version too, which looks really interesting. Now, what's really nice about what they've done is that they decided to give us this razor at a discounted price due to the COVID stuff going on, right? So the COVID stuff came out. We all know what's going on. It's putting the world in a big spin right now. And Razor Rock decided, due to the circumstances, they were unsure it was the right time to launch it, but they knew people were suffering financial stress and they couldn't do it. This is right off their website. And what they decided to do is it was going to be around $70-$75, and they said, you know what? We're going to give this razor for $59.99, right? About, not half price, but about 25% off, right? With the, you know, you have the open comb option, all that stuff. It's stainless steel, okay? So really, you can't, it's actually 316 stainless steel. So I'm looking at it right now, and that's really, you can get three different levels of aggression. And honestly, that's pretty big deal. $60 for that razor is a good deal. So first off, I got to say to the guys at Razor Rock, Italian Barber. First off, great job, guys. Thank you very much for being so so into it with the actual world. You guys really went out and above and beyond on that one. So great job lowering the price and keeping a stainless steel razor for everybody out there. So check it out, guys. If you're into Razor Rock Hawk, you can order one. Might take a little while to get it due to the shipping and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm a fan. Also, like with Razor Rock, you know, that company, you got to give them credit where credit is due. They came out with the Mamba. They came out with the Game Changer. And these razors are 316 stainless steel. High-quality razors, and they're less than $100. And for that, I think that's usually one of my go-tos when people ask me, you know, what's the best razor that I can get on a budget so I can feel like I'm shaving with a high-end razor. And honestly, those are good ones to start off with. You can try it out, and it's just really the material. Same thing with the Rex Envoy. That 316 stainless steel is big because it's got a lot of weight to it, and it's really a well-balanced razors, and they're just fun to use. I love stainless steel more so than titanium, more so than aluminum myself. So check it out, guys. Razor Rock V3, stainless steel with three different aggression types, or get them all three plates if you'd like. Left the link in the show notes for you. All right, guys. We have the Trudare, which is back. The Trudare is officially back from pre-orders of Blackland Razors. We talked about it in the last show, and I have the link in there for you. It is still available, as I checked just now, for the pre-order. So that's the only reason why it's in the show notes again today, guys, is it was still available. And I'm a big fan of the original, and I think that everybody should have a chance to try it if they can, if their budget allows. Now, it is $260. It is a high-end razor, and it is kind of high. But I can promise you that if you do buy it and you're into one or two razors, you'll probably hold on to that one forever. If not, if you do decide to resell it, you'll definitely get your money back. 6-year hiatus from the original. I left the link for the show notes from the article that I actually wrote when I got with Richard Mason, the actual owner, and spoke to him via email prior to this collaboration. So I'm going to probably look at updating this article as well to get in with the new stuff. Really impressed with Blackland, what they've done and how they've come to this point to where they're bringing this back. Also, of the Blackland razors, the Blackbird and stuff, the Vector, those are really good razors as well. Fan of them, all stainless steel. They do use I think 303 or 306 stainless steel. They use a lower, not 316, but still a great quality piece. And it's really not much difference when you look at it. Good price point. So guys, check out the Trudare when you get a chance. And if that's something you're looking into getting, you know, now's the time. You can pre-order it and be one of the first ones to get it. All right, now the big one. This is why everything has changed all week long. Every day something's coming out now this week. It's been a big week. So I went to Walgreens. Prior to even seeing the other guys online, I'm in a couple of Gillette groups. I'm a big fan of Gillette work, okay? I love Gillette stuff. I have every book that's been written about Gillette, I think, in my library. I've read them all. I'm a huge fan of King C. Gillette. And that'll be some other day. Honestly, it might be a long podcast if I do that. But if you're ever in the area of South Florida, you want to go get a drink, a beer, or a coffee, or something like that, let me know because we can definitely talk about King C. Gillette because he's a big influence in the American world. Believe it or not, his ideas have gone a long way. So walking in Walgreens, actually looking for a Mother's Day card, looked over to the side and I saw this by the men's shaving stuff. Now I am one of those guys. Every time I go to Walmart, Publix is a grocery store in the South. And maybe you guys may not know that, but any grocery store or Walgreens or CVS, I always look at the shaving section. I'm sure most of you listening do the same thing. And finally, after all these years of me looking all the time, I found something that interested me. And I saw the King C. Gillette line, and I was like, wow, it finally is out. And I went on while I was sitting here to take the picture at on the shelf, I went online and I saw on the Gillette group that I'm in on Facebook that a bunch of other guys were finding them too, all over the country. So I was like, wow, I'm picking one up. Now, if you look at the picture, if you're on the show notes right now, there's a bunch of stuff, cartridge razor, there's some shave cream, a lot of beard stuff, double-edged blades and a double-edged razor and a beard trimmer. I didn't buy any of that stuff. I just bought the double-edged razor and I bought a pack of blades just because it does come with five blades. I wanted to get an extra set. So for $30 US, really good deal. The blades is $6 for 10, 60 cents a blade. Still way cheaper than any cartridge razor you're going to have, but you know, a little high priced on that. But the blades are really good. I'm not sure what the blades are. It says the blades are made in Russia, so I'm not sure what the brand is of those blades, but they're pretty good. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. So I tried this razor out, and first off, I'm holding it right now. First off, it's polished very nicely. Okay, the head of the razor looks like the Heritage razor, right? Looks like the same. Similar head, but I know it's made in China and the handle is made in China, all that stuff. Okay, whatever. I know everybody's all upset about that. The razor is really well balanced and is a little bit longer than I thought it would be. And I'm just putting it on my finger right now and it does hold the balance. So, I mean, it's got some weight to it. It's well balanced. It's really, honestly, the finish on it's chrome plated, but it's not like a chrome, like a cheap chrome, like a Zamac type thing. It doesn't seem like that, at least. It's nice and smooth, good grip. Nice handle on it. All right, so this razor is actually exactly what you think it is. It's meant for the masses. It's not overly aggressive. It's not too mild. It works great with head shaving. And honestly, I'm a fan of it, okay? I bought it. It was $30 USD. Great razor for that price. Now, what really got to me was this is the first time, and I talked about this feeling I got with the Heritage razor, and I'm sure maybe some of you guys did too. It's the first time I bought a safety razor of Gillette in a store and walked out and brought it to the register. What went through my mind is that, to me, this is a big deal, right? But 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, people were just buying a Gillette razor off the shelf like that, purchasing it, and just whatever, that's what they're going to shave with, right? So for me, it was a little bit of nostalgia. I am of that age where I never really got a chance to go to a store and buy one, even though when I was younger, they had them, double-edged razors at the store. But it wasn't, you know, I wasn't shaving back then. So, I mean, let's be honest, I couldn't do it. Some of you guys know that feeling of being able to buy and just taking it for granted. Well, today, this was like a kind of an honor thing. I grabbed it because there was two on the shelf. And I grabbed it. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to run out of there quickly because somebody else is going to come get it. Funny, right? Now, who else is going to really go look for that unless it's another fellow wet shaver, which there are a ton in where I live and probably where you guys live too, who are going to look at that and pick that up. Or maybe it'll be a great Father's Day gift, you know? And that's what I think the launch came out at this time is for, you know, maybe for Father's Day's coming up next month to get them out there on the shelf to see how they're going to do. But to be honest, this is definitely a big deal. The Heritage razor was big. This is even bigger because this is a whole line based on that classic nostalgic part of Gillette and traditional wet shaving. So I've always been kind of against talking about this, but I think that we actually have made an impact in the market because to see Procter & Gamble, Gillette come out with an actual razor that they're putting on the shelves next to their regular razors in a display, no less, to showcase it, means that they see that there's a market. Maybe that Heritage razor was a test to see how many they could sell, to see if this line would work. Remember, everything that's old is new again. People love the vintage. People love serial numbers. They love stuff like that, date codes. They love personality to their stuff. You know, when I talk, I'm going to go a little bit over my time, guys. I hope you don't mind. But when I talk about, you know, wet shaving or when I'm in the wine business, so when I talk about wine, when bourbon, beers, what the customers like, they love hearing a story. Like if I meet a winemaker, if I've been to a winery, which I've been to many, I will go over there and say, you know, I met the winemaker. We went over there. We were drinking on his wine room. Then we tasted out of the barrel. And that people love those stories. They also love seeing labels on their stuff. So just having that personality, you know, it's a big deal. So my only recommendation to King C. Gillette, to this line, is put a serial number on it or put a date code. You know, give that personal touch. Guarantee you'll sell more. So Really impressed with the Razer for the price. I think for $30, it's not much more. Like, you know, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Maybe a little bit more, because I've tried $30 Razers that are not very good. I'll be honest with you. And I'm going to be honest with you. The McCore Razers, the finish on this seems a little better. I'm going to be completely honest. The finish on the McCore Razers are very similar. That chrome Zamac type finish. I'm not sure if this is Zamac. It just seems to be a little bit like similar to that. So, great Razer, guys. $30 price point. Maybe it'll go on sale here and there if you have a coupon, or Walgreens points if you go to Walgreens. That's where I found it. Good luck, everybody, trying to find one. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on it when you do get it. So send me an email and I will get back to you and we'll talk a little bit more about it and go from there. All right. This is a long podcast today. There's so much stuff going on. So hand-tied knots by Strike Gold Shave. Now, Strike Gold Shave is the presidential shave company, I like to call it. This is the guy that makes soaps and aftershaves based upon U.S. presidents and what his thought of what their smell would represent. Now, I was on Instagram just scrolling around like I always do, and I follow probably 100 different vendors and stuff like that on there. And when I saw it, I was really shocked to see he was hand-tying knots. So I was really interested. I sent him a message. He sent back, we're going to go back and forth when he gets some more of a badger hair in, to try them out and to see when they're going to come out. And hopefully I'll get to be on the ground floor of that, because I'd really like to try and then share it with you guys. So Strike Gold Shave, really, really salute to you, because this is a tough task and I know this can't be something easy. But I put in a screenshot from one of the stories on Instagram of him just tying a few knots and testing it out. So hopefully we'll see that pretty soon. And looking forward to actually getting to try one, hopefully one day too. So check them out, strikegoldshave.com. All right, guys, and with everything going on with McCore, I decided to purchase a Future and a 34C. I bought one of them too, and I haven't used the 34C yet. But the McCore Future, first off, I'm not a fan of adjustable razors, but I actually really like this razor. And I used it for head shaving and face shaving. So I started off really mild on my head. I did a one because it's a heavy razor. Shaved perfectly. I did a two on the razor. And it came, or three for my face, and that was really nice too. I tried a three on my head, a little bit aggressive. I was a little bit scared, so I went off on that. I kind of kept it on the one. So for the whole first week, now first off, this razor cost me about $65 US. And I'll be honest, it's not a lot of money for an adjustable razor that's made in Germany. Okay, it's not made, you know, it's not made of junk. It's actually high quality. If you can take them apart, easy to clean it. And it's also not many moving parts. Does adjust very well. It's a good high quality razor. It really is. So, I mean, I really enjoy using it and having a good time with it. So, I mean, it's a great razor. Try it out, guys. If you haven't had one, if you haven't used one, I'm not sure. I'm not going to try to scare you. But McCore may not be around forever. I know there's a lot of these out there. But it may not be out there forever. So, that's why if you're going to buy one soon, pick one up probably within the next 6 months or so. Or otherwise, you might be paying a little bit more for them than you might want to. So McCore Dovo purchased the future out of show notes, you know, just to try one and to own it. And honestly, I'm really happy with it. So it's staying with me. I'm going to keep it. And I used to look at, like, when I was just starting a wet shaving back in 2010, I started. There weren't any real new wet. At that time, there was nothing new except McCore. Right, that was new. A couple other ones, you know, a couple other companies, but that was like the staple for the adjustable area, for the adjustable razor. And it was the Vision, and then you had the Future. I don't even know if the Future was out by then, but I know the Vision was out, and that thing was a twist open beast. That's a big razor. They don't make it anymore. You can buy them secondhand, but you probably pay, you know, 10 times more than what it was originally. But the Future, you know, that was like the staple. That was like the flagship. I remember, oh wow, I'll never spend $100 on a razor. And that's what a lot of guys thought like that. That's when toggles were only going for $100, right? Or $200. You know, we used to think of the toggle was like the future. That was it. That was the big deal. That was like if you have a toggle or a bottom dial, you are crazy because you're spending that kind of money on it. So I thought the same thing about these too. But you know, times have changed, and the prices on these have stayed pretty, you know, stayed fairly the same. So, I mean, this is actually a very good deal. I enjoyed it. I'm going to keep using it. I'm going to keep it in my rotation. It was a fundraiser to use. Just be careful taking the blade out. It was a little, at first, for the first few times, a little scary. But just be careful with that, and I think you'll be fine with it. Try one out if you haven't. If you have somebody, I'm sure you know somebody out there in the watching world that could lend you one. Try it. See what you guys think. Send me your thoughts on through email if you can, when you get a chance. All right, guys, and that, you know, try. I went a little bit over the time. Usually do about 20 minutes, 18 to 20 minutes. We're at 25 minutes right now, so really had a lot to talk about and still even have more. So a couple things coming up in the future. I did get a Carbon Shave Company razor, the 316L, CX316L. I'm going to talk about that in the near future. I've been starting to use that. Really impressed with their work too. A couple things. I also picked up an Alpha Alpha 400. I'm sorry, not the Alpha 400. Boy, I messed that up. The one from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. The Alpha is a different one. We're just talking to somebody about that the other day. That is the one that's based on rubber set from PAA. So that's going to be, I'll talk about that. It's really, just got that in. Haven't used it yet, but I'm going to be using that. And a couple other things coming in the mail, and then I'm done for a little while. I had so much stuff coming out, and just, you know, your name starts popping up on these waiting lists and stuff you've been on for a year, and just like, oh, I got to take advantage of it. I got to wait another year. So I went after, I made the jump on a few things too. All right, guys. So, first off, I want to thank you all for everything, and just wanted to remind you that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to all of you guys, the listeners, and especially Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything he does in the community, and just for, you know, allowing us to use his website for the podcast as well. So check out my blog site. I am posting again. I posted a few times in the last couple of I'm posting this week, so I'll be trying to do about 2 posts a week. I enjoy blogging. That'll be coming out soon. And always, guys, feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be May 25th. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.